The Bush administration is taking steps toward rebuilding relations with a country it once said was part of an axis of evil. That country is North Korea. And today, President Bush announced that the United States is lifting some trade sanctions against Pyongyang and removing North Korea from a list of countries that the U.S. considers state sponsors of terrorism. The moves are a major shift in U.S. policy, and they came after North Korean officials handed over an accounting of their country's nuclear activities to Chinese officials in Beijing. Joining us now is NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Michelle Kellerman. Good morning.
Good morning, Ari.
Well, President Bush said this was a step in the right direction, but he still sounded a little cautious when he spoke this morning.
Yeah, it was interesting because he was trying to walk this fine line on the issue. On the one hand, he's talking about how important multilateral diplomacy is. You know, it was the State Department diplomats working with North Koreans and Chinese who delivered this sort of rare foreign policy victory for him. And on the other side, he's trying to allay skeptics both inside his administration and outside that he's accepted a sort of watered-down declaration just to have a foreign policy victory. Let's listen to what he had to say.
The United States has no illusions about the regime in Pyongyang. We remain deeply concerned about North Korea's human rights abuses, uranium enrichment activities, nuclear testing and proliferation, ballistic missile programs, and the threat it continues to pose to South Korea and its neighbors.
So this accounting that North Korea handed over and the thousands of pages of documents that they gave to the U.S. before this should give the Bush administration a lot of insight into the country's plutonium production. But President Bush said he's still very concerned that North Korea may have shared nuclear technology with other countries and may have tried to pursue a bomb through another path, and that's uranium enrichment.
But this still does seem like a big step, given where we've been for the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's right. Former Los Alamos Director Sig Hecker and former Defense Secretary William Perry recently wrote in this op-ed that it's the plutonium stupid. That the main issue to deal with is to get rid of the plutonium, and now North Korea is disabling its production facility at Yongbyon. And in fact, as President Bush pointed out today, North Korea has invited TV journalists to go watch it blow up the cooling tower at Yongbyon tomorrow. So that is significant.
What about the U.S. steps today of removing North Korea from this list of state sponsors of terrorism, lifting some of these trade sanctions? What impact are those things going to have on North Korea?
Well, in fact, probably not that much. Most of it is just the symbolism of it all. I mean, they're talking about now Americans could get licenses for importing goods to the U.S. from Pyongyang, from North Korea. But, you know, President Bush said the actions he's taking, he believes, will have little impact on North Korea's financial and diplomatic isolation overall. He called North Korea one of the most heavily sanctioned nations in the world. He said that it still faces sanctions for, you know, human rights violations and for the nuclear tests it carried out in 2006. And there's a whole series of UN sanctions as well.
And what are the next steps? What does the U.S. do going forward?
Well, you know, he's already asked Congress to, he's given them this 45-day period to lift it off the terrorism list. And now we've already had statements from leading members of Congress that they're going to be watching very carefully. And the next steps are going to be verification, you know, getting UN inspectors on the ground at Yongbyon to see what's there and to see if this declaration was true.
Thanks. That's NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman on news today that the Bush administration is lifting some sanctions against North Korea and removing the country from its list of state sponsors of terrorism in response to a North Korean declaration on its nuclear program.